Seamus Kearney is our Europe correspondent. Hello, Seamus.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Very, very rapid responses over the weekend on this new variant.
Yeah, Omicron now found in numerous EU countries, including the list now, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Denmark, and the Netherlands, which actually tested everyone on two flights coming into Amsterdam from South Africa on Friday. And that's where the figures were very worrying. 60 people are found on those two flights to be COVID positive, 13 infected with the new variant. Also, Catherine, tonight we hear Austria as well now investigating cases as well. But as you say, yes, EU states, really, I think it seems to be a case of act first, ask questions later, move very quickly on that, imposing these travel restrictions now. The arrival of passengers from numerous countries in southern Africa. Some would argue there's no choice on that actually now, better safe than sorry, even though it is tending to be going against the advice of, for example, the Air Transport Association, saying that bans are not the answer. I also see there tonight the World Health Organization's Africa director also urging against these flight suspensions and what have you, saying that borders should be kept open for global solidarity. But EU states, and actually in coordination with the European Commission this time, are vowing to take no chances over the spread of this variant. And, you know, perhaps proof, you know, we tried to use Greek names, didn't we, and not to say South Africa. Well, that hasn't helped in this case. The South African president reacting angrily to this. But these curbs on travel really came just hours after South Africa announced the identification of this variant. And so these tougher controls have come into force, including flight suspensions. We've seen, you know, flight cancellations there this weekend. It is difficult, actually, Catherine, to work out what each country is doing and actually how every airline is reacting to this. We know that there are some flights landing. We've seen that in Germany, for example, tonight. But it seems that really that's only for European passengers returning home. So it really does depend on the airline. It does depend on the country. But we do know that we have, you know, widespread restrictions now, whether it's, you know, requiring last minute COVID tests or the vaccination certificates. We could also see, you know, requests now for isolation. But I think, you know, over the next few days, we'll have a clearer picture of actually what's happening on the ground. But I think it's suffice to say that tens of thousands of travellers, lots of Europeans in southern Africa. And don't forget, we're talking about not just about South Africa, but also Zimbabwe, Botswana, Mozambique, and Namibia, and other countries. So I think over the next few days, we'll get a clearer picture of actually, you know, what actually do those restrictions mean.
Now, the Channel migrant tragedy has led to new issues between the UK and France. What's happened over these EU talks on the tragedy?
Well, as if things couldn't get any worse, yes, we have this other sign now this weekend, UK-France relations really dropping to new lows. Britain actually disinvited from official talks that took place in Calais today on the French coast. We had EU ministers at the invitation of Paris discussing this migrant tragedy in the Channel, the worst for about 10 years. 27 people drowned in a small boat, women and children included, mostly Kurds from Iraq, we understand. So we had an invitation was actually sent to the UK Home Secretary to attend these crisis talks, but actually withdrawn by France at the last minute. And this was after a letter on the issue from Boris Johnson. He addressed this letter to President Macron, you know, outlining some of his proposals after this tragedy. But Boris Johnson decided to publish that first on Twitter, and France saying, no, we will not have diplomacy by Twitter. So Britain was disinvited from that meeting, which is just absolutely strange, given that, you know, these migrants were on their way to the UK. Of course, this very dangerous crossing heading over to the Channel. So this meeting was organised with the European Commission, with Belgium, Germany and the Netherlands. That went ahead. President Macron, saying that the approach from the UK was just not serious, just in terms of the fact that it was published on Twitter first before he received it. But also the French government just absolutely saying the contents of that letter, they describing that as mediocre. So we have Boris Johnson suggesting that France should take back any migrants who cross the channel from France. Of course, we know that since Brexit, the UK actually can no longer use this EU mechanism of actually sending migrants back to their original port of entry in another EU state. So in the days of the UK being part of the European Union, if a migrant had entered the European Union in a different country, the UK would have had the right to send those migrants back to their first port of entry. Now they're outside of the European Union, that's no longer the case. So London's going to have to find bilateral agreements on that. Despite the fact that we've had the UK Home Secretary saying that, you know, the UK is going to push back boats of migrants back towards France, France is saying, no, that's just not the reality. There are going to have to be these bilateral agreements found.
Goodness. Now the Ukrainian president claiming a Russian-backed coup plot has been uncovered.
Yeah, and Catherine, you know, this seems to be getting worrying by the day. Tensions between Russia and the West, we've talked about this a lot over Ukraine, but also Belarus. Well, really, the tensions going up a notch, and this, you know, very worrying for lots of experts on this, lots of neighbouring countries. We had the Ukrainian president claiming that his government has uncovered a Russian-backed plot to overthrow his government next week, so actually naming a date, December the 1st. This is Volodymyr Zelensky. He held a news conference in the capital of Ukraine, alleging that individuals in Russia, not naming the Kremlin, it has to be pointed out, but individuals in Russia caught on tape attempting to get the support of one of Ukraine's richest businessmen in this alleged coup attempt. Very quickly after these reports came out of that press conference, the Kremlin denying any involvement. And the businessman who was named, Renat Akhmatov, absolutely rubbishing those claims. As I say, the Ukrainian president was pushed on this point about whether he thought the Kremlin was involved, but he stopped short of confirming that. But we have had media reports, both in Europe, also in the US, I see there, suggesting that US intelligence had actually helped to uncover that plot. And, you know, Catherine, this development really coming as Ukraine, its allies in the West are warning that, you know, Russia's massing troops near the border with Ukraine. A lot of politicians in Ukraine saying that, you know, perhaps they're looking at a preparation for a possible invasion. Of course, those claims rejected by Moscow. And also, Catherine, this comes as Lithuania's president today warning that Belarus is becoming more integrated with the Russian military and warning that the West and NATO are going to continue to be tested through what he's calling hybrid attacks. So soft military activity that we've seen before when it comes to Russia, to Ukraine, etc. So the Lithuanian president actually was speaking in Vilnius today. We had talks there with the NATO Secretary General, also the European Commission president in Vilnius, concerns about the situation in Belarus, but also Ukraine discussed. And actually, Catherine, this week, NATO foreign ministers are also going to hold a summit in Latvia on Tuesday. And again, the issue of the military build-up near Ukraine, Russia's military build-up, high on the agenda.
Thank you very much. That's Seamus Cooney, our Europe correspondent on 9 to Noon.